Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Healers is a worldwide community of people who believe healing comes from the inside, as well as all the answers needed to lead a happy, healthy life. As such, I set the Inner Healers Radio, an online talk show on alternative medicine, to provide life guidance and help people connect their emotions with their natural inner state of health. With this radio and the help of all our guests and callers, we hope to create a space for sharing our lights online. Listen to your favorite teachers, authors, psychologists, channelers, healers, psychics, music therapists, and more. Join show host, healer, and founder of Inner Healers in Peru, Susana Stiglich, while she unravels each topic hand in hand with her wise guests. Many people around the world have improved their lives thanks to their sharing through the Inner Healers community. Join us for a joyful experience. Shows are recorded, so you can download each as a podcast to listen on your way to work or whenever needed.
Hello, everybody. How are you all doing today? Welcome to our Inner Healers Radio. Our topic for this month is change. So we will be talking today about how to allow change from the inside out. Our very special guest is Clara McComber. She was born in Hong Kong in 1981. She moved to the States to study music in California, where she received her Bachelor of Master of Music and Piano Performance. In 1991, due to severe health challenges related to the immune system, respiratory system, and past trauma, Clara moved to Flagstaff, Arizona, where she connected with holistic healers who were instrumental in assisting her journey to wellness. Healing several illnesses through the years, Clara found answers that transformed her and changed her path. Working with the essential foundation of incorporating healing that addresses the whole being, you know, spiritual, psychological, both the unconscious and subconscious, emotional and physical, enables her to consciously create more and more imbalance in all areas of her life. In 2000, with her health dramatically improved, Clara started her holistic healing practice, the Center for Radiant Health, based in Flagstaff, Arizona. Today, she is a teacher, speaker, intuitive healer, and certified colon hydrotherapist. Her intent is to be of service to others and to empower them to make changes and heal on all levels. Clara has given workshops and presentations on topics such as self-love and self-acceptance, emotional healing, spiritual expansion, journal writing, and self-care for changing times. She has partnered with Northern Arizona University Office of Employee and Wellness Center, as well as North Country Healthcare. In addition, Clara is a regular guest on our radio and other Blog Talk radios, covering various subjects, including cleansing and detoxification, messages from the body, inner child healing, and the spiritual path of relationships. Clara also assists other healers into connecting with their gifts and their paths of service. She is passionate about helping others to live authentic and fulfilling lives. Her other passions include helping women and children who have experienced violence heal from trauma, composing music, playing the piano, crystalline healing tools, and healthy cooking. Help me welcome Clara McComber. Hello, Clara.
Hello, Luciana. Hello, everyone. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be with all of you again on this very blessed day.
Hello, beautiful. Thank you for being with us today. We will talk about change today. So the other day you were telling me on an email that change for you is a constant, and it is accelerated right now because of the big evolutionary change we're going through. Can you talk to us a little bit about how you see this?
Well, I believe that this is a very important and powerful time on this planet. This is the time that many spiritual masters, teachers have talked for in some times, many religions, spiritual paths have pointed to this time as a great opportunity for us to leap into the higher consciousness and the higher dimension. And there are many things happening right now within us and the earth. So what's happening with the earth changes right now, all the shaking through the earthquakes and the volcanoes and the increased solar flares, all the energies are really stirred up, and I believe it applies a little pressure within us to also push more of our unconscious stuff up, whatever that we still need to be healed, because healing comes in layers, and it's a process, as many of us know. So this is an accelerated time for all of us to join together. For I really truly feel and believe as each one of us heals ourselves, loves ourselves, and accepts ourselves, we automatically helping each other on this planet and in the universe. So it is a great time, it's an empowering time. Some of the experiences that are happening on this earth are difficult and challenging. However, I, even in my own path, have gone through some extremely difficult things, and everybody has challenges. It really stretches us and brings us to a different level. It really expands us by helping us to look within and see lovingly what we need to heal and let go of so that we can become much more whole. So during these times, it's particularly important to be loving and gentle. And I believe also this time is providing us an opportunity to again reexamine what our true values are. What is really important to us? Who are we really? In many respects, we are spiritual beings in human experiences. We are light and we are dark. We live in this planet of polarity and we have an emotional body. So during this time of tremendous change and feeling this impetus of acceleration, I think that if we can take one step at a time to do what we can to take care of ourselves, especially going inwards every day, and also looking at the outer reflections to see what messages that we can see, what else can I lovingly observe and change, and then work with it so that I can heal, let go of what I need to, let go of more of my burdens inside that I was even unaware of, so that I can be more whole, so I can be lighter and lighter and lighter and freer and freer. So those are my thoughts about this time right now. I was also contemplating recently, again, you know, what Gandhi said, be the change you want to see in the world. And I think that is just so true. And working with this shadow, the shadow is the part that we all have kind of pushed down, don't want to see because we have judged it and that it's not okay, that something bad and wrong with it. Again, because we are whole beings, the shadow needs to be acknowledged, owned, lovingly understood, healed, so that we can integrate it and become whole. When we look out into our outer reality today in the world, what do you see? We see struggles. We see a lot of pain. We see turbulence, perhaps some warring. We also see great love and light, how people are pulling together to help each other out. So looking into the outer reality, paying attention to what is going outside in our relationships, the people that show up in our lives, whether it's in our personal lives or in work, there is always a message to show us, you know, what else there may be in those layers that we can lovingly look at, heal, and let go of. So those are some of my thoughts today. What are some of your thoughts, Luciana?
Well, early in October, I remember that you said that this would be a month in which many things would occur in terms of earth movement. And yeah, we just had the earthquake in Turkey. What message would you send all these people? Because it has been a very big change for them in their lives.
Absolutely. Well, I myself, you know, send prayers and light. And every day at 11:11, I just close my eyes and send loving energy to all these different areas. I would say, you know, and bless these souls going through these tremendous changes, because it really rocks everything. I mean, their lives are totally changed in a whole different way. They have gone through tremendous suffering and losses. I would say this is an opportunity that we all come together to help each other out, whether it's, you know, giving food or whatever it is, that we do what we can, every single one of us, send prayers and love and light. And again, I feel also for myself, every time I see and hear about something like that, again, you know, also focusing on gratitude, to focus on what we do have. But that does not mean to minimize, you know, any of our suffering. It means that we do focus on what we do have, because what we focus on, what we will receive more of. And then also take one step at a time, because such tremendous challenges force us to change. It forces us, again, to look at, you know, our values and maybe make a firmer commitment to our spiritual path. It brings us closer, if we allow it, to not only God, the universe, but ourselves and with each other. Because, again, community, I believe, is really important right now, not only physical human communities, but really understanding that we are all one, that what happens to one of us affects all of us, happens to all of us on different levels. So where I'm coming from right now, I'm doing what I can, and many, many of us, especially light workers, are doing what we can so that we can keep on assisting each other to go to a higher and higher consciousness as we go to higher dimensions, as we go through this massive evolutionary change.
The other day you were also saying observing our outer realities as a reflection of what is going on inside of us, we can gather information and use it to discover what needs to be shifted internally. What can you tell us about this?
Well, again, there's no separation. We are all part of each other, part of one mind, one spirit. You know, also the earth can be a reflection of us. Many things are shaking loose within us as the earth shakes, as, you know, Mother Earth shakes. So looking into the outer world is a very, very powerful way. It can give us a lot of information to see what we have not seen, because we can't heal something if we're not aware of it. So again, going back to talking about the shadow, let's talk a little bit about the purpose of the shadow and how that can be seen in our outer reality. Oftentimes, it's very difficult to own something that we judge within ourselves. For example, you know, something as simple as anger. If as a child we are told not to feel, or we're given the message that anger is a bad thing, you know, especially for females, you know, little girls, we could be told, you know, don't be angry. It's not, you know, sweet. It's not a little girl thing. You know, it's not female, or it's unspiritual. So we can kind of disconnect from that part of ourselves, because we want to please others around us. Everybody wants to be accepted, loved, and approved of as we are. However, because of the emotional patterns and woundedness that gets passed on from generation to generation, you know, that continues within us. So we shut down that part of us, that angry part. And it's the judgment and the beliefs about it that kind of prevent us from even owning it and allowing ourselves to feel anger. There's really nothing wrong with anger, I believe. It's just how we use it. Anger, it just means there's hurt behind it. Anger is not a bad thing. It can mean your boundaries are broken, so you can be firm, let's say, in setting your boundaries with someone. Anger can show that maybe some of your needs are not met. So it also can be a messenger. And emotion really is just an energy. So I want to talk a little bit about that, because that could be a shadow part that you have not owned, because it's so buried deeply within you and you totally just shut the door because it was not okay, not acceptable. And then you found out when, as a child, when you got angry or threw a tantrum, you know, you were either abandoned, somebody left you alone, or you were kind of ashamed or judged for it, or displeased someone. So, you know, looking at that part, let's say if you every day you go out and you go to the grocery store, you go to the gas station, and interacting with people at the office, and every day, you know, something happens. You see angry people everywhere you go. And I believe that when you see that, and you also feel a reaction in your body, because when you have a charge to something, because then that is an indication that perhaps there's a part of me that could be angry. Oftentimes we have disowned it so much. It's like, who me? I'm not angry. Everybody else is angry. So you see a lot of angry people, then what I usually do, and I do this exercise often, is like I kind of check with my outer reality, what am I seeing today? So I'll make a note of it. And then I go home and just take a loving look at to see if there may be another layer of that or part of me. So, again, going back to the fact, if I have a strong reaction to it, seeing angry people, that means they're charged. I mean, it really shakes you up, it irritates you, grabs a hold of your attention, then it's a sign that perhaps that is a part of you. So those angry people are really showing us, mirroring what is hidden within us. So in other words, what we don't see within ourselves, like we all have this kind of movie projector within us. Even though we don't know what's in the script there, we project it out on the outer reality. It can be onto a person. It can be on a situation. It can be also on a leader, a group, something that we don't want to see within ourselves that's difficult. So it could be a controlling aspect. Or you see somebody insensitive or selfish or narcissistic or somebody who's dishonest. Those are the things I would write down and then see where it applies to me. And again, it needs to be done with compassion and understanding. Sometimes it's very hard to reconnect with those aspects of self unless we really have loving help, so we can talk with trusted friends. And I often do writing with my unconscious mind to find out what is hidden. You can work with a therapist. You can read a really good book. A really good book to help with this is The Dark Side of the Light Chases by Debbie Ford, and she's got some excellent exercise in it. So when we look at those aspects of ourselves and you learn to look behind it, what is the message? What is the meaning of this? So again, going back to anger as a simple example, if you have been very hurt over and over, you could have a lot of anger stored, and you've been told, don't feel your anger, that energy builds and builds over time. So it's as if we all have this luggage, a bag, each one of us, as we go through our lives, we're told, don't be this, don't think that, don't feel that. We keep on stuffing into this baggage. At some point, the zipper is going to break. You can't stuff anymore. So in other words, it's also like a pressure cooker. I call it seeping outsiders. At some point, something's going to seep out. So a very powerful way we have all agreed on the spiritual and conscious level that it's okay, we're going to wear this aspect that you can't own within yourself. So I can show you again and again, and it comes through different people or just one primary relationship, so that you would see it, feel it, and awaken. And feeling is important too, because we have this emotional body. And feeling, what once you let go of the energy, you really become lighter and lighter. And at the same time, working with that part of the shadow, there are different processes to find out what the message is, you know. And again, I often like to say, you know, you can't heal what you don't see. So part of working with a shadow also is see what the purpose is, so that it can bring you clarity. But absolutely gifts in these messages. So, for example, you see many dishonest people. You may not have been dishonest to somebody else, but perhaps you have been dishonest to yourself. And again, there's zero judgment about that, because sometimes we are dishonest to ourselves because it's so too painful to see what's really in front of us. For example, a relationship is really not working, but part of us have been given messages that you stick it out no matter what. And I'm not saying that it's not an okay thing to do, but sometimes it is important to find out, really, to let go of that relationship. Perhaps it was just to bring you healing, you know, and perhaps it's a completion of some sort, so that, you know, you get clarity. Is it like, okay, through this relationship, I'm seeing a lot of difficult things. How does it apply to me? You know, so the number one thing I really feel is most important is our relationship is with ourselves, with God, the divine, the universe. How can we really know ourselves and be intimate ourselves if we don't really know what's hidden there, right? Our unconscious runs about 90-something percent of our programming, so to speak. So if we don't know what is there, we can't really get to know ourselves. How can we really see someone in front of us clearly also, if we don't know ourselves? And similarly, everybody else has their baggage. So we all have this baggage, and we're all projecting on each other. How can we really have intimacy? And once we start to work with the shadow and own those disowned parts, see what the messages are, then we can see more and more of who we are, reclaim who we are, our dark sides as well as our light sides. Owning the dark is very important. There is light and dark, up and down, hot and cold. We cannot know fully one experience without the other. I know for myself, in my own journey, I've had some tremendous pain on many, many levels, but I know going through the tremendous pain and feeling it, letting go of the energies, and really lightening each step, each level that I go to, it brings me to the highest and highest of the opposite of the spectrum, which is joy. So through the pain, I've been able to open up and then go to the opposite end of that, more in joy. And also going through turmoil and chaos, I learned to turn inwards and connect to what myself, God and divine more, and I was able to go more and more to the opposite of that, which is peace. So those are some of the gifts.
So would you say that reviewing our belief system can help us bring light to our shadow side?
Can you say that again, please?
Yes. Would you say that reviewing our belief system can help us bring light to our shadow side?
Absolutely. I think when we work about shadows, you know, we can find out also what some of the core beliefs are, which we all have gathered from not only our parents, perhaps, you know, school, society, religion. So, for example, you know, I think one of the beliefs that many of us have, we may not even have awareness of, could be, I made mistakes, therefore I'm not good, therefore I'm unworthy, unlovable. So we got to look at the thinking associated with those beliefs. It's like, where did that come from? Is that really true? And then work to reprogram the subconscious mind. So one very powerful method that I have used over and over again, which we talked briefly about in the previous program about peace, is that working with our right and left brain through working with a dominant hand and non-dominant hand. So the dominant hand would ask the question, for example, as simple as, dear unconscious mind, or write to your judge, the one that judges you. It's like, tell me where you get this belief from, that I'm unlovable as I am, that every time I make a mistake that I'm not okay, I'm bad. Then you let that non-dominant hand write back to tell you, oh, this came from. And usually it's pretty early when I was a little girl or a little boy and I was running around and I was, you know, having such a good time being loud, and I was kind of, you know, really excited about a lot of things and telling everybody how great I am. And then all of a sudden somebody says to me, you know, don't boast, don't be conceited. And then all the shame comes up. Because it's nothing wrong at all to own what is good about us. Sometimes I think there's a discomfort or belief systems about it's not okay to say good things about yourself. So that gets slammed shut. So you kind of equate that to, I'm not okay, I shouldn't feel this, I shouldn't feel good about myself. Or if I kind of share really good things about myself and kind of brag about it in a balanced way, then I'm not going to be loved and accepted. So looking at that part is just like going back to the belief, therefore you think you're not lovable anymore because somebody told you. It could be just one incident. Sometimes it only takes one that kind of shuts down that part. So that belief that, you know, I'm not lovable when I talk a lot about myself or when I'm excited or I laugh too much or I feel anger or I feel sad. Sometimes sadness is also a disowned part. You know, many times people don't want to feel the difficult feelings, so you can grow up in a family that only wants to talk about the happy things and nobody wants to address what is painful. Everything gets swept under the rug. And again, zero judgment about that because those are coping mechanisms and just patterns that have been passed on. So I would say looking at the beliefs can absolutely help heal us, balance us. So again, going back to looking at our outer reality, you look at certain situations and you look at the people, you know, within your life and see what the primary emotion is within them and yourself. And when you discover that, you can also do this writing and discover what your beliefs are. So again, you know, all those beliefs can point to there's some part of us that doesn't feel okay, worthy, or acceptable as we are. You know, we shut down certain parts of ourselves. We stop acting certain ways, stop saying certain things because hopefully that will prevent rejection, abandonment, all those very painful things that we all go through. So we have these secrets within ourselves that we harbor in the shadow. I am not okay. Those aspects are bad. So it's as if we start to close these doors within ourselves through time until we have this tiny space. It's like a little box that we're in that's very limited, and we don't feel much, and it keeps us perhaps safe in some ways, and that's an illusion, but it also prevents letting in all the light and the joy and all the wonderful things that we would like to experience. One thing I would also like to say is not that sometimes we can't disown the dark side, what we deem as bad, what we judge. It's also the good things that we can't own. We see in somebody else, but we can't even connect within ourselves to see somebody brilliant and creative and smart, intelligent, and beautiful. Sometimes we have felt so unworthy, and there's all sorts of judgments that have been directed towards and criticism that we can't even connect with that. So owning those parts are just as important as owning the shadow side. And I also want to briefly talk about judgments a little bit, because let's say you see in your outer reality a lot of judgmental people, and you have a reaction. You go home and talk to your friend or your mate, and you say, "Gosh, I saw so and so today, and there were all these judgments that came out of his mouth or her mouth." And go somewhere else, and you experience the same thing. So, and then you feel rattled by it. You feel upset. So, one really good thing to do, again, is just consider, perhaps there's a part that's judgmental towards myself. You may not know it because many thoughts go by that are very fleeting. It can be so subtle you may not catch it. Many times I was reading something that a friend sent me, and I thought it was a beautiful way to look at it. And it goes something like this: to look at our lives, especially the past, with kindsight instead of hindsight, and to have kindness towards ourselves, really, and to look at it just like, instead of slapping your forehead and saying, "What was I thinking?" So that's a judgment. That means there's some part of you that could think you're stupid for having done something, or accepted something, or connected with someone in a certain way. Instead, you ask yourself, "What was I learning?" And that's a much kinder way of looking at it. Judgments, in my perception and experience, has a warlike energy towards it. You're warring within yourself. Even though you don't say a word, you think it, there's still an energy to it. So when you're warring to yourself, we also add to what I call the soup of energy out on the planet. Again, a gentle reminder that since we are all one, every bit that we put out, adds to it. So when we catch these things and lovingly see what the judgment is, you got to question if it's logical, and it isn't. Many times, many of us are taught that we're lovable and acceptable if we, for example, we're good in some ways, according to somebody's needs and their thinking and beliefs. That if we are really, people please us sometimes, if we learned as a child, if I please someone, then I'm okay, I'm lovable. So when we learn to just do these coping mechanisms, and meanwhile, we're not even being authentic. So working with the judgments is really important, because each time you make a mistake, you may bash yourself. You may not even realize it becomes so automatic. And when you let go of judgments and you look at where the belief comes from, and it's not true anymore, and that we are not our actions, we are not our thoughts, we are not our words, and we're not what we send out. However, with awareness comes responsibility. Because if you're aware of what you're doing now, judging yourself harshly, then you can reprogram it and say, "No, that is not true. Just because I made this mistake doesn't make me a bad person." Mistakes are a natural part of learning. I often like to say the Wright brothers didn't make a lot of, thousands of mistakes. Maybe we wouldn't have an airplane. Mistakes are natural parts. So just because I make a mistake, it does not make me bad, less than. Because the unconscious mind is not logical. And so understanding that, then you can come to a place of much more acceptance and self-love and approval for yourself. Therefore, you can offer it to another. I don't feel that we can really truly offer anybody else acceptance and love if we can't give it to them ourselves. The other thing I often think of is also, and I know it's truth in my own reality that I create, how I treat myself, whether somebody sees it or not or hears it or not, because if we are one, we're unconsciously giving permission for someone else, for the world to treat us the same way. And knowing this was a really big awakening point to me, to treat myself with the utmost kindness and compassion. And the more than I can access and love myself, even when I'm making a mistake, the more I can offer to another. It was said to me once a long time ago, Luciana, that mistakes are an opportunity for self-love. And that was really powerful. It's like this whole light bulb went off in me. I really understood on a deep level that this is what we're supposed to have to learn and to evolve. How are we supposed to really know what it is to go through something, what the thinking is, what the struggle is, if we don't go through these difficult things and make mistakes? Then we know what to do next time to make different choices from a loving place so that we can have more clarity. So in terms of looking at the shadow, it helps us to awaken with compassion and look within and own it with such kindness so that you can be freed, the energy can be released, and then you can become light and go to the next level. Carl Jung, the psychologist, has said also, one does not become enlightened by imagining figures of light, but by making the dark consciousness. So it's akin to bringing a candle into a dark place and everything lights up. And we cannot become whole by rejecting one aspect of ourselves. It is just a part of who we are. It's two sides on the same coin. We can't really know ourselves if we don't own our shadows, really, mm-hmm. and we don't really dig deep into our baggage to look what mm-hmm. is there. So those are some of the things.
Would you say that being compassionate with ourselves while reviewing our core beliefs can help us flow with change?
Yes. If we can reprogram these core beliefs so that we can love ourselves and see what the purpose is. So there is always a purpose, I believe. So let's say if you have the core belief, I'm unlovable, and then you work through healing and work with the shadow in terms of I'm unlovable, you come to know that you're lovable as you are, that you don't have to earn it, really. You are lovable because you are here. You have light and God made you. We are naturally this way. There is light and dark. Then you come to a place of self-love and acceptance more and more. And that spreads out, I believe, you know, into the soup of mass consciousness. So that is what I think about it. As we change our lenses about ourselves, our perception about ourselves, that changes our perception of the world. And when we remove the energy of the projection that what we have disowned from a person, a situation, then that ceases to attract those situations. It literally ceases because like attracts like, whether you don't, you know what's inside. So again, there is zero judgment about that. This is just a way I believe it's available for us to get clarity and to help each other out.
So how does our physical body help us flow with change?
Our physical body?
Yes.
Our physical body right now is feeling a lot of pressure from the earth movements. And again, the solar flares are really strong. In fact, on Monday, a large coronal mass ejection from the sun came through, and it was really powerful. So that day, many people have felt really unsettled, a little anxious, or they could be a little bit more reactive, a little bit more anger coming up. Our physical bodies are also messengers, and we talked about that in the last program. Just paying attention to our physical body can indicate also, number one, you know, what needs to be healed. We talked about the colon last time, and there's three different sections of the colon. The ascendant colon, let's say if it's congested, means not being generous to yourself and you need to be. The transverse, not being open, truthful with yourself or others. The descending, unable to be relaxed within yourself. And I'm choosing that as just a simple example also to revisit that a little bit. Let's say if you're under a lot of stress and pressure, which we all are physically, we're under a lot of stress also. The pressure can help push things up. It can actually trigger us to let energies up. Right now, what I'm experiencing and the work that I work with my clients, the pressure also of the solar flares of the earth movements is shaking us. And it's pushing us, it's pushing up feelings that we have stuffed and emotions that we have stuffed so that it can be cleared out of our bodies. And oftentimes in my work with my clients, I also encourage them to do the writing and then do different processes to help them feel and release so that they understand, you know, what is going on inside. But this pressure and stress is really real. So let's say if you're really fearful right now, there are a lot of first chakra issues, obviously, that are up right now, you know, the safety, security issues. You know, some many people going through many earth changes right now have lost their homes, and blessings be to them, and prayers are out from many of us that the help and assistance that they need on all levels comes to them now, and meanwhile our prayers and whatever we can do can help. So, you know, some safety, security issues, you know, basic needs like food may not be met for many people. So, you know, all these fears, and the acronym for fear is false evidence appearing real, and everybody has fears. It's just looking at them and seeing where the basis is coming from and then taking the steps to help ourselves one step at a time. So in terms of the colon, let's say if it's really congested, perhaps there's a fearful thought, a belief in there that I'm not going to get what I need, I'm not safe. So you can't relax, so you can't let go. And if you can't be relaxed and you can't let go, there are oftentimes that we remain in denial. And again, zero judgment about that, because I feel that denial, repression, suppression, you know, all that are coping mechanisms until the time and we can really deal with it. And I don't know, maybe we're supposed to really push things down to a certain point. You know, everybody's path is different. Maybe that's the point where we break open so that we can change. It's akin to like riding a bike, really. You know, sometimes we fall a few times as a child, right? And then we learn. If somebody hangs on to our handle, then we can't really learn. Sometimes we have to figuratively fall to really be able to be opened up to embrace the change. So going back to our physical body again, so if you're in fear that you're not even aware of, you have doubt about whether you're lovable or whether your needs would be met, you can't really be open and truthful to yourself. You could be dishonest with yourself until you can be honest with yourself. Dishonesty may have saved you. Go ahead, please, Luciana.
Yeah, so would you say that, for example, constipation is a message from our body about resistance to change?
I would say there's resistance, yes. Resistance is also a coping mechanism. So going back to the analogy of also the baggage that we talked about, we can only stuff so much, right? So first, second, third chakra issues, safety, survival, you know, creativity, feeling powerless, feeling victimized. So if we kind of stuff down emotions also, family lineage beliefs, if we constipate it, that means there's something that needs to be moved that's difficult to be worked with that we can't let go of. So I would absolutely say that that would be an indication to look at, perhaps there's something I need to shift and change to let go of. Changes cannot come unless we really let go of something, old beliefs and the old thinking, which leads to the way that we lead our lives and the choices that we make. And then we can move forward, especially right now since it's accelerated. I would say our bodies are speaking to us louder. So I'm really glad that you brought that point up, Luciana. Luciana?
Yeah, you were telling me.
Yes.
So we have about 5 minutes left for the show.
Uh-huh.
And I was wondering if you have any suggestion for all our listeners on how can we flow with change on an easier way. Is there an easy way to, or to flow with change?
I believe that as we work with owning that shadow and becoming more whole and learning to be really loving, kind, accepting, even with those pieces that are deemed difficult or dark or bad, then we can come home at the same time owning the bright light within us. Taking one step at a time, remaining a moment, breathing, do whatever processes you need to assist your body also. For example, you know, to help yourself be calmer, lavender oils, making sure you do your processes every day, meditation, prayer, getting grounded, going out to nature. Oftentimes I take my shoes off and put my feet into the ground. Be part of a loving community, share, help each other out, and just flow with it as the best you can. And when you catch the judgments or the fears, just lovingly catch them, cancel them out. What I often say is I send this fear, judgment back to the light, the source, without the need to ever manifest in my life again. Do what you can to help yourself. Feed yourself properly. Make sure, since our body is under tremendous stress right now, make sure you're getting enough of the right type of essential fatty acids for your nervous system and brain, particular omega-3s. You know, get extra B vitamins in there, especially B12. Make sure you get enough fuel in your body, good, healthy fuel. And also, you know, make these loving connections. Talk to yourself kindly. Allow your inner child to come up and see that child within yourself. Oftentimes when we see that child within ourselves, then we would hesitate to say unkind things to ourselves or treat ourselves to a certain way. And make sure also to watch your breathing. Breathe as deeply as you can and take baby steps, one step at a time. Cheer yourself on. Acknowledge every step that you're doing correctly. And one really good exercise is to write down every day something positive that you've done, something that you have changed, something that you feel that you have worked with in terms of a challenge, and you did it. You celebrate yourself. You put it up on a beautiful piece of paper on the wall so that every day you see it, even though you don't read it, it goes in the unconscious mind. Acknowledge what you are doing well. Acknowledge lovingly and celebrate yourself. And remember, you know, no one taught all of us a lot of these things, emotional patterns. There's no judgment to it. If you haven't taken arithmetic, as I always say, as a child, and you don't know how to do arithmetic as an adult, you can't beat yourself out. You can go and take a math class. So doing all this type of work from the inside out, allowing change from within, is a very powerful way, because I believe one of the biggest gifts you can give to yourself is yourself and the love of yourself, which translates automatically love to everybody else. Then you can add your loving energy. As you let go of these painful things and all the baggage, your vibration, it goes faster, your frequency goes up, and you're helping to contribute all this amazing, healing, loving energy to mass consciousness. And we all helping each other this way because we are all indeed part of the whole, the microcosm and the macrocosm, as there is no separation. So I would say stay in the moment as what you can do. Help yourself how you can. Help each other. Look at your values. Work with your virtues of faith, love, patience, kindness. Direct it toward yourself first. The more you can give yourself, the more you can give others. Embrace yourself, all parts of yourself, so that you can become whole. And you will go to next levels of enlightenment again and again. So those are the things that I think for myself. And help the earth how you can also.
That's beautiful, Clara. Thank you very much for being here with us. It has been a wonderful interview. All of your inputs are very, very valued. So I just want to thank you for being here with us. And in my name and in name of all our Inner Healers listeners, and we really hope to have you again soon.
Thank you so much, Luciana, for this opportunity to share and to be with each other and to be in love, light, joy, and peace. And blessings to you, Luciana, and blessings for all you do and all that you contribute. And blessings to everyone also. I pay you all honor.
Blessings your way as well. A big hug your way, my friend. Bye-bye.
Big hug to you. Thank you, Luciana. Bye-bye now.